Professor. Hi, I need to speak to you about something. It is extremely important, and I was hoping you had some time. It's about my grades, and it's really bothering me. Can I speak to you about it? Yes, thank you. Why close the door? The thing is, I'm sort of shy and wouldn't want anyone coming in here as I'm trying to explain my issue to you. I don't want anyone to know how awful my grades are. I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. I don't mean to. Thank you for understanding. I knew you would. You really are a sweet and kind person. I really appreciate it. Yes, about my grades. Well, you see, I've been having a little trouble lately focusing. It's just the students, they, are quite distracting. Especially the new one that started attending not too long ago. She is quite distracting, and I can see that she has been distracting you as well, bothering you in the middle of lectures. I can see how irritated you're getting. Right? You're getting irritated off this person. They've been bothering you more and more, even outside of classes. Right? They're a bother. When you are in the library, they are there as well, bothering you. Right, Professor? And you are not lying to me, right? Because I can see how touchy they are at times, and I don't think that's professional. That is all. And it makes me quite uncomfortable to see a student and the professor get along so well like that. And it shouldn't be her. It shouldn't. Nothing. I started going off on something, talking to myself. Do not worry about it. But yes, I do find that individual quite distracting. And I'm sorry that they are distracting you as well. My grade. Yes, that's why I'm here. Well, it is not the only reason why I'm here. You see, Professor, that person is quite a bother to my education, to me being able to focus, and it distracts you. It distracts my love. It interrupts you when you're supposed to work, and I do not appreciate that. I do not appreciate her hanging around you so much. I don't like it. I don't like how she always asks you for help. I know it's her job, but she does it too much. I don't think it's right. She shouldn't. If she wants to ask for so much help, then she can email you. Or ask one of her friends to help her something. She doesn't always have to be around you. She's doing too much. She's starting to irritate and anger me. Professor, I'm a little off and irritated. Maybe jealous, I don't know. It's just, she is distracting me, Professor. She's ruining everything. My focus on keeping my feelings correct and in check. My feelings for you in check, and it's destroying me, Professor. Because you're mine. You've always been mine. You're mine. And she came in here acting like you're theirs, and I can't handle it. I can't keep my feelings in check. If she's around, Professor, you have to get rid of her. 'Cause if you don't, I will. I know you've noticed my feelings, I know you have. I know you've noticed me stalking you and you just let it happen. You smile at me. You always do. We've had little private lessons. Nothing really happening in them, just you teaching me. Even though at times I want more. But Professor, please, think about it. Not even think about it. You have to do something. Because you're mine. She's ruining everything. I can't keep my feelings in check. I can't continue to be how I am, to act normal if she's around. I'm going to explode. I'm going to do something rash. You can't keep her around. Assign her to someone else. She can't be around anymore. You have to. I know you'd do that for me, Professor. I really know you would, right? Right? You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You would do anything for me, I know you would. I know. Like how I would do anything for you. I know. I know. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're all mine. You're mine. You're gonna do something about it, right? Right. 'Cause I'm gonna fucking lose it. I'm gonna lose myself. I am. So please do something about it. 'Cause if you don't do something about it anytime soon, I'm glad we have that clear, Professor. I know there's something else that's been bothering me, and I really, really need your help. I do, so please help me, Professor. Let me have a taste of you. It'll help me relax my mind and really assure me that you're mine. Let me taste you, Professor. Please. Please let me have a taste. I don't care how I get it. If I use my mouth or my hands or whatever, just let me pleasure you until I get your juices, and so then I can taste them. I want to taste you. Please, I need you. Please just lay back in your chair. I locked the door. I did. I promise. Look, see? Look. It's locked. It's locked. Please, I need you. I'll do everything. I'll touch you. I'll touch you till you come. I will. I'll touch you till you come, and then I can taste it. I'll lick it all off, and you won't have to clean up because my mouth will do all the work. Please. I need you. I need the taste. I need it. I've always wanted it. All my private lessons. Please. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes, finally. Finally. Please pull them down quickly. Fuck. Yes, yes. Please. Oh, I'm drooling. Can I touch you? Please. Well. Here, let me use my mouth a bit. Oh, you taste so good. I may feel like I'm melting. Can I just continue doing this or something? I've always wanted this. Yes, Moon Professor. Lessons. I've always wanted to go down on you. Can you finish in my mouth, please? I want to taste you. I'm getting so dirty. Drool all over your juices. I love it. Am I doing good? Please tell me I'm being a good girl, right? I'm pleasuring you well, right, Professor? Maybe you could even increase my grade, yeah? I am doing really good. I know. Professor, I love you. I love you so much. You're mine. You're mine. Please come. I want to taste that. Please come. I want to taste. Please taste you, please. You're mine. Only I can get it, right? Thank you, Professor. I needed that. I needed a taste of you. I knew you loved me. I knew you'd let this happen. I know. I knew. Especially how you look at me. Yeah, I notice. I notice how you look at me. You love me too. And I love you so, so very much. And hey, look at that, you don't have to clean up. I cleaned up for you. Yeah. I love you.